The doors are locked and the store is closed, but we've got your ticket to the best hand-picked mix of music on the shelves. Recorded live in Studio City, California, at the record store of the same name, it's Heavy Rotation. Heavy Rotation.
That was Willie Nile on his brand new record called The Streets of New York. We're back on the streets of Studio City. Me and Mr. Pete. How you doing tonight, Mr. Pete?
Really great.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, certainly am.
In the beautiful downtown city of Studio City at Heavy Rotation Records. We got a great show for you tonight. A lot of new records. Last week we kind of flipped out on the jazz and some of the old stuff because we had the big swag here, and he always brings in a ton of baggage with him, and we love that, but... We're going now into the new front, and what's next, Pete?
You picked one out. The Big Swag is a ton of baggage.
That's right.
I'm going with Dramarama. It's a new album. They're making a comeback, not that they ever left, and it's called Gotta Get Up.
He's a shopper here, right?
He's a friend,
okay.
Indeed.
I don't.
Drama-rama. That's a good one, Pete. Where'd you find that?
It's their new album, and actually the guitarist Mark brought it in, and I really like it.
Yeah, they had a bunch of hits, about five years ago?
Late 80s, God, early 90s. Boy. They still play them a lot on local radio here.
Let's hope they can come back, because there's nothing like new music. You got to keep it new.
Yep.
You can't stick it in reverse every day.
I agree.
So speaking of new, we got a band from Baton Rouge, Louisiana that I really like. They're called the Benji Davis Project. Bunch of young kids down there. And believe it or not, this is their third album, though the singer's only 21.
Whoa.
And it's called The Angie House, and this song is called Wait. It's my pick to click for 2006.
Song there.
If you feel like you have known someone forever, don't just walk away and spend the night alone. 'Cause it could be someone far behind your future, waiting for their heart to come back home. And if you think that this was good, waiting till the next light.
That was the Benji Davis Project out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Great band. What do you got, Pete?
I got something by Trey Anastasio, who is from Fish, and a coffee addict, from what I hear.
You can't beat it. What's the name of the song?
It's called Shine.
Let's do it.
Uh-oh. You edit, right?
You know, all of you know, to grow, what to be on, and so follow below. You are what you lean on.
That was a good song, Pete. Tell me about that.
I don't know too much about it other than I like it, and it's by Trey Anastasio, and he's in Fish, or was in Fish.
I heard he was such a coffee fanatic that he would go to sleep earlier at night so he could wake up earlier in the morning and get his first coffee quicker, which to me is a wonderful thing, a man that knows what he likes. Right, Pete?
I agree.
And we got a song coming up now by a Nashville person named John Nicholson. And it's about a grandmama who knows what she likes in the herbal department. Take it away. It's called Grandma.
Grandma's turning 92, and that's a lot of years ahead of you. Listen close to what I say, 'cause Grandma's feeling old today. She said, I can't believe I'm sitting here, old as I am, never been stoned.
I waited too damn long. So bring it on, Grandma's gonna fly. So I rolled it up and I passed it around. Grandma smoked the whole thing down. Said she was making up for wasted ground. Too many times she turned it down. She said you live your life until it's gone. The things you never try just slip away till they're gone too. I waited too damn long, so bring it on, Grandma. Talked about the old days, said some things that blew my mind. See, cause you ain't seen a thing till you seen Grandma getting high. Didn't have much time left, but she made use of every breath. And I swear she smiled before she left, as I felt the world fall off her chest. As the gates of heaven opened wide, she slipped over to the other side. She was singing, hey, hey, hey. I waited too damn long, so bring it on, Grandma's gonna fly. So bring it on, 'cause Grandma's gonna fly.
That was John Nicholson from a record he put out late last year, called A Little Something Something About the Grandma Getting High. Beautiful song. What do you think, Pete?
I think I want to be hanging with his grandma a little bit more.
She'll be in as soon as we get off the air, so sit tight, brother. We're going to switch over now to another old-timer that's been around Texas and San Francisco Bay Area for many, many years. His name is Powell St. John. In the early 60s, he started a band in Austin called the Waller Creek Boys, and the singer with Powell was a young girl back then named Janis Joplin. And Powell wrote songs for her and the 13-4 Elevators, moved out to San Francisco in the mid-60s and started a band called Mother Earth with Tracy Nelson. Powell is finally getting ready to put out a solo record, and he sent it to me. This is a song he wrote for Janis that was on the first Big Brother record. It's called Bye Bye Baby, Powell St. John.
Boy, I remember that song.
Maybe seeing you around when I change my living standard and I move uptown. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. So long now, honey, so long. Yes, and if I do okay, I'm gonna see you in the funny papers some old day. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. I get the feeling I could court you clean on in the fall. Wind up staying put, off foot down, strained out and stall. I ain't got time to wait on you or to catch your Super Bowl. I got lots of things I gotta do. Bye, bye, my baby, bye, bye. Yes, I might do all right somehow. Oh, but you may not be with me, girl, when I do. 'Cause you're not with me now. Bye, my baby, bye-bye. Oh, it's too bad you had to drift away. I could use some company here on this road. On the road I'm on today. Been my wife, but you just settled for a place in my heart. You don't want a place in my life. I know that you've got things to do and places to be. I guess I'll have to find the thing and place for me. Might wind up out on the street or sleeping beneath a tree. Still, you always said that I should go. So long now, honey, so long. Well, I guess you know you're on your own. Seems you just got lost somewhere out on the world and left me here to face it all alone. You left me here to face it all alone. Bye bye, baby, bye bye.
Pal St. John doing Bye Bye Baby, later covered by Janis Joplin. He wrote it. And after he had that band with Janis called the Waller Creek Boys, he started a group called St. John the Conqueror in Austin. And after they played a few gigs, Pal decided to move to San Francisco. So they chopped the name of the band down just to Conqueror. And they were one of the first psychedelic bands in Austin. And the singer in Conqueror, one of the singers, was named Bob Brown. Great songwriter. Went on to do a few things, not much. And he wrote a song once with them called Sycamore Street. And a couple of years ago, a singer from Austin, a girl named Jane Bond, came out here to Studio City, believe it or not, and cut this song called Sycamore Street with a bunch of local cats. And still hasn't come out, but it's a great track. Jane Bond.
Comes a hard-hearted lover, bound to run you through. She was stopped by the man who then began to shove her. I remember you. Seeds of laughter, two by two, by the kitchen door. Oh.
That was Jane Bond doing a song by Bob Brown, formerly of the Conqueror, and all that stuff is interrelated, and it's long stories, and some people might go, well, who cares? But you know what I think? If we don't care, who will? So we're going to care. We're going to tell the stories, and hopefully you like the music. And speaking of small worlds, we switch now to Eric Burden from The Animals, who just happened to cut our most recent record right here in Studio City near Heavy Rotation Records with the same band that you just heard on Jane Bond's song. And this song is from his new album, Soul of a Man, produced by drummer Tony Bronicle. Track called 40 Days.
40 nights since my baby left this town. Tonight.
Boy, that was good. Mr. Eric Burden. And I will say right now, and believe it till the day I die, he's the greatest blues singer out of Great Britain ever.
He's a really good blues singer. And the band is just...
Woo! Have mercy.
Smoking.
So speaking of blues again, we're going to cut over to Chicago. Great rhythm guitar player with the early Muddy Waters group, a man named Jimmy Rogers. And he had a track back in those days called You're the One. Mr. Dion of Dion and the Belmonts has a new record, brand new out. All blues, all day. And this song is called You're the One, written by Jimmy Rogers.
Unbelievable.
I could live much longer, but then it shows you just how wrong I was. You're the one really rang my bell.
think I could last much longer, but then it shows you just how hard I fell. You my all-day study, baby, you my midnight dream. You know I love you, baby, better than anyone I've ever seen. You're the one really rang my bell. I didn't think I could last much longer, but that shows you just how hard I felt. Radio, trying to get the latest news. How they make me feel so bad, like they played the lonesome blues. You're the one really give me a buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but then it shows you just how wrong I was. You're the one gave me the buzz. You're the one really gave me the buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but then I showed you just how wrong I was. You my all-day study, baby, you're my midnight dream. You know I love you, baby, better than anyone I've ever seen. You're the one really gave me a buzz. I didn't think I could last much longer, but it shows you just how wrong I was. I was wrong.
You're the One by Mr. Dion. The album is called Bronx in Blue. He's a Bronx bomber. And, you know, if you really think about it, the boroughs of New York, you'd have to say the Bronx had the most direct relation to Mississippi. Wouldn't you say, Pete?
I'd say it's pretty blue in the Bronx.
Right. Darker than blue.
Exactly.
But we love him up there in the Bronx, and we love Dion. That's a beautiful song.
That's amazing.
From an incredible record. Just came out. It's Dion on vocals and guitar, and the hurdy-gurdy man on drums, and that is it. Not another soul plays on this record. Incredible.
I'm amazed. A long way from Runaround Sue, I'll tell you.
Yeah, right. We're going to switch over to the Gourds right now, another southern band that plays just about everything, and we're going to feature the track from their new record, Heavy Elemental. Here we go.
Spruce goose, it ain't flying.
That was the Gourds, and I have to correct myself. The name of this record is Heavy Ornamentals, not Elementals, my dear Watson. Name of the track, Declinometer. I'm not sure what they mean by that, but I hope they never hook me up to it. What do you got over there, Pete? It's been a ball this week. Let's do something cool at the end.
I got this thing by the Yonder Mountain String Band that's from a tribute to the Beatles, and it's...
Oh, is that record called This Bird Has Flown?
Yeah, it is. And the best thing about it is the Beatles with banjo.
All right, boy. Bluegrass Beatles.
I've got a word or two to say about the things that you do. You're telling all those lies about the good things that we can have if we close our eyes. Do what you want to do and go where you're going to. Think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you. I left you far behind, the ruins of the life that you have in mind. Do what you want to do and go where you're going to. Think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you. Although your mind's opaque, try thinking more if just for your own sake. The future still looks good, and you've got time to rectify all the things that you should. Do what you want to do and go where you're going to. Think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you. Do what you want to do and go where you're going to. Think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you. Think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you.
You've been listening to the Heavy Rotation Show, coming to you live from Heavy Rotation Records, 12354 Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, California, or find them on the web at heavyrotation.com. Heavy Rotation. Heavy Rotation.